Then the solitary languishes alone. He has no other diversion than to go to the neighbouring watering place to ask for some information or other from a certain railwayman there. But the latter has obtained promotion, has been transferred to the other end of the country. The solitary will no longer be able to go and ask him the times of the trains or the price of a first-class ticket, and before retiring to dream Griselda-like in his tower, loiters upon the beach, a strange Andromeda whom no Argonaut will come to free, a sterile Medusa that must perish upon the sand. Or else he stands idly until his train starts upon the platform, casting over the crowd of passengers a gaze that will seem indifferent, contemptuous, or distracted to those of another race, but like the luminous glow with which certain insects bedeck themselves in order to attract others of their species, or like the nectar which certain flowers offer to attract the insects that will fertilize them, would not deceive the almost undiscoverable sharer of a pleasure too singular, too hard to place, which is offered him, the colleague with whom our specialist could converse in the half-forgotten tongue, in which last at the most some seedy loafer upon the platform will put up a show of interest but for pecuniary gain alone, like those people who at the Collège de France, in the room in which the professor of Sanskrit lectures without an audience, attend his course, but only because the room itself is heated. Medusa. Orchid. When I followed my instinct only, the Medusa used to revolt me at Baalbek. But if I had the eyes to...